Peter Weir went to great lengths to be true to the spirit of the books his new movie is based on. The author of those books, Patrick O'Brien, wouldn't have had it any other way. O'Brien was fiercely protective of his characters and their stories and of his own privacy. He rarely granted interviews, though we did interview Patrick O'Brien on Talk of the Nation back in 1995, and even when he did, he refused to discuss his personal life. One of the few people to know him well was his American editor, Starling Lawrence. He joins us now from our bureau in New York, and good afternoon. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Neil. Great pleasure.
And have you seen the new film? What did you think?
I have, and I thought it was absolutely spectacular. I went with all sorts of misgivings and trepidation. Who knew what they would do to these wonderful books? And I left with none of those. It is visually and conceptually extraordinary. And people, people want to know what Patrick O'Brien would have thought of this. And I got to say, and I said to Peter Weir afterwards, I said, I think he would have loved it, in spite of himself.
We mentioned that you are were his American editor before his death, and back in 1995, you helped us arrange to have Mr. O'Brien on this program, where he generously took questions from our listeners. And there was one in particular that I wanted to play for you. This is from Constantine in Belmont, Massachusetts.
In the first book, which is, I recall, is Post Captain.
No, the first one's Master and Commander, in fact.
Was it the most heavily edited of the books, or were you just getting your voice at that point?
I should imagine that's probably it, because I've never put up with any editing at all at any time.
Never put up with any editing, Starling Lawrence.
Truer words were never spoken. I tried once with a single word and got the single word sort of jammed back in my face, and I quit while I was behind. And the word, I ran across a description of the men eating on board ship, and there was a description of the men, the plates were referred to as the mess kid, K-I-D, and I thought, aha, surely he means mess kit, K-I-T. So I called him up and I said, surely, Mr. O'Brien, this word should be mess kit. And he said, he had an inimitable voice. Oh, no. He said, no, surely you remember that the mess kit is the metal affair that the officers used, and the mess kid is the crude wooden affair that the ordinary seamen used. And I said, yes, of course, what could I have been thinking of? And that was pretty much it.
Well, clue my shrouds. As some people will go and see this movie and get interested in the books, before we get absorbed in the film, remind us, what was, you're his editor, you're obviously a little bit biased, but what do you think his literary accomplishment was?
Gosh, that's, it's hard to sum that up in a few words. I might do it by analogy on what I consider to be the effect of these books on people. And the only real analogy that I have from my own experience, I mean, I loved these books, and one of the great pleasures of being his editor was the astonishing satisfaction of knowing that I was the first person in the New World to lay eyes on the next installment. And the only thing that I can compare them to is the effect on me and on other people of the Tolkien books. In other words, it is a total escape into a world that you would wish to be true.
Yeah, maybe someday they'll make that into a movie.
Good. The other thing to say about the literary achievement is something that I think is it's often overlooked, that O'Brien has a great many women admirers. In fact, I think the best review that I ever read was written by Helen Lucy Burke in the Irish Times, and it was just an extraordinarily vivid and effective review. And the last time that O'Brien talked in New York, he was talking to an audience that was at least half women, and most of the questions were from women. And his favorite audience was his favorite author was Jane Austen. And if he could be compared to anyone, it would be Jane Austen.
Starling Lawrence, editor-in-chief with the publishing house W.W. Norton & Company, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. My
and
pleasure.
Here's a little bit of that duet. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.